"Give me a hand with this shutter, Daoud," I asked, and not for the first time that night. Daoud raised his finger as he continued his phone conversation.
"You're kidding? From Hollywood? What time?"
He checked his watch.
"Cool, I'll be there."
"At last," I sighed as he put the phone away. It was creeping toward midnight, and we should have locked up the deli an hour ago. I tugged at the unyielding roll-down security shutter. Daoud flexed his biceps.
"You need some real muscle behind this."
He grabbed the other handle.
"On three."
I tightened my grip.
"One, three."
The slatted steel grill rattled down thunderously and slammed on the sidewalk. Daoud snapped on the padlock.
"Yalla, cuz. I've got places to be."
"Cuz?" Daoud acted like he was one of the family, but he was just a guy my brother had brought home when they'd met in fifth grade, a decade ago. I'd never understood why Mo had liked him so much. Maybe it was because there weren't many other Iraqi kids at school. Since then, Daoud had hardly been out of my life. But he was still no cuz.
"Another party?"
I asked.
"Not all of us want to spend our lives grilling kebabs."
"Nothing haram about it. People gotta eat," I replied.
"So who's in town? Spielberg? The head honcho from Disney?"
He grinned.
"A big shot casting agent out of LA. She'll be attending the Hamilton after party. That's where I've got to be in exactly 1 hour."
We set to pulling the second shutter down.
"Wouldn't it be easier if you actually learned acting?" I asked.
"And I don't know. Appeared in something?"
Daoud scowled. "In case you've forgotten, I was in Homeland. Twice."
"Yeah, and spent it with your face covered by a keffiyeh. What was the part again? Terrorist henchman?"
"Head terrorist henchman."
One big pull, and the grill rattled down into place. I put on the padlock.
"So when are you going to play a hero?" Daoud laughed. "Guys like us don't get to be heroes. You know that."
"Why? 'Cause you're an Arab or 'cause you're a Muslim?"
"Take your pick, cuz. Take your pick."
Why did Daoud still bother? I couldn't understand it. How could he be happy with always being the bad guy? It made more sense to keep both of your feet on the hard concrete. In the real world. We re-entered the deli from the rear, through the cramped kitchen and into the dining area. Mo's didn't look like much. The tables didn't match, and some of the chairs wobbled. But the place had sizzle. And I'm not just talking about the onions in the pan or the shawarma turning on the skewer, but the crowd. We were on the corner of 15th and Siegel, so we got constant foot traffic. We specialized in Arab and Mediterranean, basically the best food in the world. We opened at 6 a.m. to fuel the office workers with fresh pita and Turkish coffee thick enough to stand a spoon in. Mid-morning brought the locals, who came for a chat and to break out the backgammon, or to just sit by the windows with a pot of mint tea and watch the rest of the world rush by. I took the late shift.
"Yeah, I know 13-year-olds aren't supposed to work, but Mama and Baba needed the extra hands."
Our block had plenty of pop-up music clubs and art galleries, and there was no better way to kickstart an evening than with a falafel sandwich topped with a spoonful of our famous Baghdad chili sauce. On good nights, our deli's sizzle would become a blaze, and it felt like the whole city was in there with us. The trouble with sharing your home with 1,000 people was it needed a serious wipe down at the end of every day, and that was left to me and Daoud. But mostly me. I triple locked the front door from the inside and left the keys on the countertop while Daoud continued to explain his career plan for the 1,000th time.
"It's not about talent. Just look at the people who get all the parts. It's about getting spotted. And you get spotted at parties. The right parties."
"If you say so."
"Look at this face, sick. Just look at it."
I dipped the mop into the bucket for a soak. "I know what you look like, Daoud."
"Look, really look."